Able to welcome now the head of public relations and education, Katrina Candy, to the production. Katrina, how are you?
Hello there, I'm fine, thank you, yes.
Excellent. Now, just to actually get that right, head of public relations and education for the Game Wildlife Trust, I believe.
The Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust.
The Game and
right.
Wildlife
yes.
Conservation Trust is very important. It trips off the tongue so easily. Yes. It's very important.
I know, it's simple.
So it's always, that's one of the reasons we always say, well, any particular title you like us to refer to you as, etc., Grand Guru, Grand Pooh Bah, but, you know, Head of Public Relations and Education for the Game and Conservation Wildlife Trust is splendid. Welcome to the production. So we mentioned July the 5th, 6th and 7th as we're having a look ahead to some of the events we'll hopefully be coming up to and covering over 2013. For Southside Broadcasting. What exactly is happening north of Hadrian's Wall then, Katrina?
Yes, well, the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust is, we are the organisers of the Scottish Game Fair. And the Scottish Game Fair has been running, this will be its 25th year this year, so we're very excited to have a silver anniversary fair this year. And so it's the biggest event of its kind in Scotland, and it's a fantastic weekend of events for the whole family and well worth a trip north of the border.
It's literally a jubilee fair. A silver jubilee fair, which is wonderful. As we, start, we covered the 10th anniversary of the East Anglia Game Fair in the Norfolk Showground earlier. So that's in April, April 22nd to 28th. Now, of course, with the excitement of the Scottish Game Fair, it's just, you know, an ideal opportunity to work through that. Now, this is going to be a very cliched question, but I can understand one or two people who might not be familiar with game fairs might say, oh, Scotland, so will you be spending the whole time tossing the caber? I presume there's more to it than that.
Well, yes, that's more sort of Highland Games.
Exactly.
This is a game fair which essentially celebrates all that is great about rural Scotland, country sports, country pursuits, food from Scotland, crafts, lots of traders. You can buy safari at this fair. You can buy everything. But the emphasis is mainly on what's fantastic about Scotland and rural Scotland and the pursuits that people, you know, take, shooting, fishing, you know, gun dogs, things like that. But there's something for everybody. We have a huge array of activities, and we attract just short of 40,000 people every year to the event. And so it's one of these regular things on the summer calendar. It's a much-loved event and great fun, great fun.
I have no doubt. And as I say, and despite one's political sort of thoughts, etc., presumably you don't yet need a passport to actually get up to Scotland to actually sort of be there.
Not yet. No, not yet. Yes. We'll welcome you with open arms, yes.
Yeah, it's always important. Dee, thoughts for yourself?
Yeah, so do you get many people who don't live in Scotland who live like elsewhere in the country actually attend
Lincoln, Middlesbrough, yeah. Sunderland, South Shields?
Exactly. Of course, yes, we have quite a big contingent from England and overseas and Ireland as well coming to the fair. And Perthshire itself is such a beautiful place to visit at any time of year. And there's plenty of accommodation, and our website has links, you know, for people to go to the tourist information, etc., to find accommodation. And it's a lovely place, you know, to base your holiday anyway. And this is just one of the great events that's going on this year. So, of course, 2013 is Year of Natural Scotland, which is a government initiative. So we're really on board with this just to celebrate all that's great about the natural environment.
I think that's fantastic. And of course, not to be confused with the Year of Naturist Scotland, which would be a nudist tutorial. We won't go there at all.
Yes,
really.
That would be a bit embarrassing.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a line about kilts there, but I'm not going to go for it, Katrina. You know, it's just, it wouldn't
not
be appropriate.
Cold day, no,
precisely not. Anyway, Minty, you're obviously keen to sort of see this again. I think we covered one of the events in Edinburgh a few years ago. We haven't managed to get to Scotland as often as we should, really, from that point of view. But your thoughts?
Oh, I think that Scotland has something very special about it, and who could resist a marvellous game fair, especially when it's not so far from the banks of the Silvery Tay, which
That's
is
right.
the River Tay, and the Silvery Tay is a magnificent sight for anyone, isn't it, just, you know, and there's so many
yes.
famous places around in the area that it's enough to make like a week if anyone wanted to go and visit other places and then centrally onto each of the days of the game fair. And there's just something else. I mean, the Royal Highland, when it was in its magnificence of pomp and splendour. There was nothing like it, you know, on the showground of the Royal Highland. Right. And the game fair, I think, has managed to achieve encompassing a lot of that that I fear may over the years be lost at agricultural shows.
Yes, well, we'd love to welcome you to the fair this year, and indeed anybody else who would like to come north for the event. And it's certainly more than a one-day event. It's on 3 days, but there's so much to do and see. You know, you'll want to stay for more than one day. And it's such a friendly event as well. It's a great atmosphere. And for all the family, you know, there's activities for children, as well as adults and four-legged friends as well. So there's something for everybody.
You mentioned, obviously, the other side of the title being education. This is something we're constantly stressing with the shows we do, both for Siren FM, for Southside Broadcasting and so on, the educational side of things. Our podcasts go under the educational banner in terms of just showing that whole notion of not only where food actually comes from, but also the fact that, you know, the balance between the urban and the rural and their relationship between the two, because there's still some frightening surveys which suggest an awful lot of our youngsters, and indeed more mature citizens, don't really have a connection in terms of what is happening in the countryside.
Yes, and that's something we really try and address. I mean, the fair, we regard it as our largest educational event. And first and foremost, it's held to educate the public so they can go away just having learned a little bit more about Scotland and what happens, you know, outside your back door. We have other initiatives in Scotland. We work quite a lot with schools, and we do estate visits. So we take schools out to working, shooting estates. So we can get a real handle on what's happening there, and do lots of work with universities and colleges as well. So it's something we take very seriously, and hopefully those who come to the fair do learn that little bit more about the countryside.
And wearing my academic hat at the University of Lincoln, it's something that in terms of rural research and aspects relating to that, we're very keen to promote, and will continue to do so in hopefully sort of entertaining and informative ways as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Katrina, it's been fantastic connecting with your good self, etc. How can people actually find out more about the 25th anniversary of the fabulous Scottish Game Fair? What is the web address?
Okay, if you go to www.scottishfair.com, you'll find a very comprehensive website there. All the information is updated regularly. And yes, any queries, there's phone numbers there, and yes, everything should be on the website. And yes, we hope to attract as many people as possible this year.
As we like to say, although it's on the website and you get all sorts of exciting things. Oh, I see you've got a little furry friend who's actually barking in the background.
Yes.
That's unusual. It's not only Minty has the dogs in the background there with sort of various terriers there. Go on. Name check. Who's this little animal who's coming through?
Oh, well, I'm not sure, actually. I'm just out for a walk in the beautiful Cheshire countryside at the moment.
Oh,
and so I've just met some dog walkers.
Well, that's obviously just randomly sort of putting into the whole thing. Don't worry, I won't ask Katrina to interview them. I don't, you know, we'll work our way through that. But it is interesting because Perthshire, of course, Pitlochry is around there as well, isn't it? Or am I?
Yes. No, we're not far from Pitlochry. We're about 15 miles from Pitlochry here, so that in itself has lots of attractions as well.
Absolutely.
So it's such a beautiful bit of the country, any time of year.
The Pitlochry Drama Festival, see 3 days, see 6 plays, one of the finest scenarios. Thoroughly enjoyed that a couple of years ago. In fact, it was last century I was last up at Pitlochry, seeing a few colleagues.
Right.
Any other questions?
What do you get out of all of this personally? Does it give you
apart
a buzz?
From money, obviously, we won't talk about
money,
that.
I mean, like, do you get like, is it aesthetically pleasing for you?
Yes, I mean, we are a charity. The Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust is a charity. So the funds raised from the Game Fair go straight back into our research and our advisory work and our work, you know, with schools, etc. So it's one of our largest fundraising events. So it's very important from an educational point of view, but also so that we can continue our vital research into game and wildlife in the UK.
Yeah. And I cannot believe, just looking at the website, that an adult's ticket for the day is a mere £16. I thought there's a decimal point here. It's got to be £160, surely. No, £16. family ticket's £34 as well. Amazing. And that's sort of all online scenarios as well. So great stuff.
Yeah, so there's a discount if you book online.
Yep, yeah, exactly so. It's been fabulous touching base with your good self. Katrina, can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future and keeping us updated as we sort of count down to July the 5th, 6th and 7th, and, of course, the Scottish Country Fair in Perthshire.
Great. Okay,
brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
Thank you.